is about really raising the spirit, the environmental awareness, and the current environmental crisis that we, as a community, or as humanity as a whole, is facing. In particular, we want to target the religious communities, and that's why we have invited a number of speakers from the various religious communities within our community. As a Muslim, first and foremost, I have a duty because my faith requires me to engage with the environment, to protect the environment. But also, as an engineer, I have an added responsibility to protect the environment through sustainable engineering projects. It's something that the institution that I represent, the Institution of Mechanical Engineers, we strive to educate and raise awareness of the environmental issues, and to bring about sustainable engineering projects that will help to tackle some of the environmental issues. Well, I think we are really at a turning point in humanity, because the environmental crisis that we are facing with, when you actually look at the numbers, in particular related to health issues and how people are suffering, the numbers are quite staggering. One of the things you need to remember with the, because one of the things with the natural world is that the natural world is quite resilient, and it does and can adapt to change. But what is happening now is that this change that we're introducing into the natural world is happening at such a rapid pace that the environment or the natural world or the animals cannot adapt to that pace of change. Up until now, most of the debates and conferences that have been purely based on academics and politicians getting together, there's been really little engagement with the ordinary people. So one of the main purposes of this conference is really to target the ordinary people. And it's something that the government has also encouraged, because back in February of this year, our Prime Minister Theresa May launched the government's 25-year environmental action plan. And part of that plan, because there's six sort of policy frameworks, and part of that plan is to encourage engagement with the local community at grassroots level. I think what needs to happen, what's missing at the moment, is environmental education from a very young age, because this is a subject that has only recently been introduced in schools, and it certainly is still not there in the religious communities.